If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Just ask Siri. Surely it's not going to rain today. She said it will, and don't call me Shirley. I forgot to take my phone off airplane mode.
I speak jive.
Oh, good.
Pardon me? Are you all...
Jive ass dude don't got no brains in it.
All right. Oh, the Schmear is here. Matt from Chicago wants to talk to the Schmear. Hello, Matt. It's Rick for you.
Matt.
Hello, Rick, and hello, everyone.
Hello, Matt.
I'm calling to say that, A, I would like to apologize.
Really?
Wow. What did you do wrong? That's the first question that nobody's asking. What was your crime?
You should take Donald Trump out to lunch. If everybody remembers the last time I called, I meant take him out to lunch.
Yes. Okay.
You forgot the to lunch part last time.
Yes, but I'm also calling because Rick.
You don't really sound smeary. You just sound like you're trying to have phone sex, and it's creepy. Yeah. You don't mind my saying.
I was trying to get him to take a couple of words and stretch him out, taffy him out.
Oh, by the way,
tutorial
Jim,
here.
Jim, this is for you. Matt, David in Hawaii says, Mama, here is the straight poop on the difference between condescending and patronizing controversy. Mm-hmm. Oh. So many controversies on our show lately, pineapple on pizza or not. Here are the fun
Hawaiian
facts.
Style.
The difference between condescending and patronizing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because Jim sometimes has to explain the difference.
There's a difference. That's all you need to know.
At first glance, these words appear to be defined somewhat circularly. Condescending often has the word patronizing in its definition, and patronize is defined in part as to adopt an air of condescension toward. Mm-hmm. Patronizing can mean giving support to or being a customer of, suggesting the condescending sense implies superiority gained through a donor-dependent relationship. The verb condescend used to be free of any hint of the offensive superiority it usually suggests today. It could mean literally to go or come down, or figuratively to willingly lower oneself to another's level. The idea of self-consciously lowering oneself is implied in patronizing, the patronizing sense of condescending.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't really make it any
clearer. Probably the most condescending response that I've ever heard.
Let me help you with my patronizing explanation.
If you were a woman, would you be matronizing?
Ah.
And where does sarcasm come in the whole
Oh, you
equation?
Tell us.
Very nice.
Where will you not
and
find sarcasm?
Snark. Don't
in a
forget
sarcophagus.
Snark.
Well, maybe we should forget passive aggression. I don't know. I guess I'll leave that up to you.
We were just discussing the, how do we say this, the overly earnest people in our lives.
Oh, yes.
People that tend to over emoticon and over gif.
Yeah, know. Right.
You and tell, you said, and we
tell them
a joke,
and they're like, did the rabbi really say that to the priest? and the horse did what again?
No. It's a joke.
It's a joke.
Nothing happens.
No talking
to the horse.
Horses. Oh, yes, of course there's no talking
of course,
horses.
Of course.
Silly of me. Oh, stupid, stupid, stupid.
A horse is a horse. Of course, of course.
Jim said, what do you mean I'm overly earnest? Do you think I am?
You think I'm overly earnest?
We're messing with you.
Do you think I need to, do you think I need to lighten up? Really?
Do you really think I need to lighten up? Why? Why would I need to lighten up?
You're too intense. My houseplant is hiding under the sofa.
I live in a wigwam and a teepee. I'm too tense.
Never gets old. I mean, it's old, but it just stays the same age. That age is better than a Donald Trump tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see everybody retweeted Sean Hannity like 1,000 times this weekend from... A few years ago. I'm glad every president's out playing golf at Syria. Or whatever.
Close.
Yeah. Okay. But that's when he was somebody was presidenting while black. That was different.
Yes.
Okay.
But and now,
Sean, we have breaking sexy liberal
today.
News.
Oh,
sexy
yeah.
Liberal the movie is finally available on DVD, right?
You can hold it.
Oh, my God. You can hold it and give it to people.
Absolutely.
That was the one with y'all were there, right? Steven Stills and... Jill Sobule and a cast of thousands. And okay, go to sexyliberal.com, Sexy Liberal on Facebook, and also kicking off the Sexy Liberal Resistance Tour, April 22nd in Madison. First one up. Get it. We got Phoenix, Albuquerque, Seattle, Chicago, and I believe just today New York on sale. The entire city, Jim.
The entire city's on
yes.
sale.
Yes. Wow. Get it. And coming soon to, I don't even know
what about
else.
The outer boroughs? Outer boroughs.
24 bucks. Trinkets.
All right. This will be the final word on this particular subject,
okay.
Rick. But Christopher, subject line, what the hell is wrong with you? Chris LeBoyer has been asking the question for 20 years. Who right. knows what the hell is wrong with right. me? I am Steph. I am far too important to listen to the show live, but I'm finally catching up to the podcast of Wednesday's show, the one in which you berate Vanessa Rumbles for liking pineapple on her pizza. What the hell is wrong with you? How can you eat pizza without pineapple? And this has nothing to do with the fact that Vanessa is a hot babe or that I've dreamed of eating pineapple-topped pizza with Vanessa before. Carry on. Sincerely, Christopher in Yosemite. P.S. Vanessa is a hot babe. All right! I feel... like that could be swaying your decision on the abomination that is pineapple.
Oh, you're so sweet. Have pizza with me. Yay.
Hawaiian
is there
pizza.
Ham, chopped ham on it too?
I could do either or.
That's the Hawaiian. I wonder what the both, right?
I wonder what the Yosemite Bears think about pineapple on pizza.
What the hell is this crap?
And Jason with a complaint letter for you and me, Jim. Carter in the box. Please stop making fun of Carter Page. He is evil, but is it worth me running off the U.S. 95 in Arizona in hysterical laughter at 75 miles an hour? Thank you for your cooperation, Jason.
All right. I may have run him over a little bit outside of Cleveland, but never in Cleveland.
Does anyone think I look guiltier because of this smile? Or is it the little dangly ball on my hat?
I may have. Or not.
Okay.
There's a guy inside the van with his earbud, you know. It's like, right. This Bluetooth is going out. I can't get, what, can you hear me? What? You should? Okay, I don't have.
He is the slimiest mother in this whole thing. Jim and yeah. I have been doing, but I was reading another statement he made, Jim.
Is he the slimiest? Boy, I put a. If you had like the ball cards
right.
with all their faces yeah. on, ooh, I don't
it's
know.
It's a creepy
now.
Smile, though. Yeah.
And who has a name like Carter Page?
Carter Page, yeah, right.
Okay, but that's the Cleveland answer you can't keep making fun of because of how slippery that was.
Yeah.
I may or may not a little.
May not have spoken to him.
Okay,
outside of Cleveland.
He says he did not disclose his Russian spy contacts to the campaign. He said, there's an old saying we had when I served in the Navy, we do not discuss the presence or absence of nuclear weapons aboard specific ships, submarines, or aircraft. Basically, similar principles also apply for any federal investigations that I may or may not have provided support to during my life, but whatever may have happened a few years ago and anything that might be ongoing more recently. What the hell?
Well, that pins it down, everybody.
He wasn't in Cleveland.
Finally, a clear answer.
Wow.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. Wow, wow. Okay.
And that answer is like when you take a marble and bounce it around a hard surface locker room. And it beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. May not have. Who can say?
Ping, boom, ping, ping, bang.
Was it a marble or a Super Bowl? Who can say?
Beep, 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 beep.
I'm going to get in my train with square wheels. Go, drive away.
No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box.
That's really not in Cleveland.
It's the Ed Wynn of politics. Oh, my.
Kathleen in Chicago. Hello, Kath.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for getting me on. Never called in before, but I couldn't stop myself this time.
Okay.
I keep on reading and watching TV and listening to what Mr. Trump is saying. I almost said it. And I truly believe that he is preening his son-in-law to be president.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And I think we should start
listening. Jared.
Yeah.
He went to Jared.
President
well, I
Jared.
Should we listen to him? He used to be a Democrat. I don't know if that makes a difference or
yeah.
not. But that's he's a taking on so many things.
Yeah, but Jim said earlier, how is he qualified for any of it? It's insane.
Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, true Trump.
Yeah. He's like the rest of them, kind of a criminal. He omitted meetings with the Russians on his security clearance forms, which is, what's the word I'm looking for? Generally illegal. That's generally illegal. Yes. When he sought the top secret security clearance that would give him access to some of the nation's most closely guarded secrets, he was required to close all encounters with foreign government officials over the last 7 years. He did not mention, though, dozens of contacts with foreign leaders or officials in recent months. They include two meetings with the Russian ambassador and the head of the Russian state-owned bank.
What a weird coincidence.
Yeah. They're so forgetful about those Russian meetings. The form warns that withholding, misrepresenting, or falsifying information could result in loss of access to classified information, denial of eligibility for a sensitive job, or even prosecution.
But you get to keep the vest.
Knowingly falsifying or concealing material facts is a federal felony that may result in fines or up to... Why are there different rules for this administration?
Who's going to go after him? No one cares. It's just like everything else, they get away with it.
Not that all the rules got followed previous to this administration, but now they're just erasing them out of the paperwork. Yeah.
Did you see him in the black jacket with the khaki Brooks pants Brothers. And the Brooke Brothers jacket and the...
Ray-Bans.
He's furious that it wasn't a matching vest, right? And what about one of those invisible force field shields that I read about as a child? Oh, man, are you not up for this?
Somebody mentioned this earlier, but as always, follow the money. The manufacturer of the Tomahawk missile used in the attack is seeing their stock surge, which is good news for their investors, including Donald Trump.
Wow. What a weird coincidence.
It's clear how he always comes out on top financially. It's so weird. He owns stock in Raytheon.
Raytheon. Boom.
Yeah, there you go.
Missile makers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Morton Thiokol was the company that destroyed the first space shuttle.
That's right. Thiokol.
Yeah. Marco Rubio on George Stephanopoulos yesterday.
And I'm a bit concerned about the outlines of the strategy as I understand it. I think it's based on assumptions that, quite frankly, are not the right ones. And I hope they'll reconsider this idea that we're going to get rid of ISIS and then we'll hopefully use Assad and others to come up with a solution. It's not going to work. As long as Assad is there, you're going to have a radical jihadist Sunni element. Even if you destroy ISIS, it'll be al-Nusra and that new coalition. These people who have been killed and gassed and human rights violations against them will never accept Assad as a rightful ruler, and they will join or become radicalized in order to fight him.
So what?
Yeah, there was another ISIS bombing at a church over the weekend. What happened to that 30-day ISIS plan? Wasn't he going to get rid of them very quickly? Yeah. 30 days.
Very, very quickly. Very,
very quickly.
Very,
on my
very,
first day in office.
Very quickly.
Yes.
Oh, I had my hands shrunk so my penis would look larger.
That's a plausible idea. He probably did do that. Rick Overton tickles me.